The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Akosua Yamwa. In the headlines, Vice President Emmisa Arthur accepts nomination to partner President Mahama in December elections. Ghana Freedom Party goes to Congress today. Conflict expert Dr. Emmanuel Bombadi asks electorate to reject politicians who use macho men during elections. National Chief Imam condemns violence that followed release of anti-Islamic movie. And U.S. President Barack Obama hits back at his Republican rival, saying if he wants to be president, he needs to work for all Americans. First, the summary by Ibrahim Kwatin.
Vice President Kwesi Emmisa Arthur has accepted his endorsement by the NDC to partner President John Dramani Mahama as running mate for the December elections. In his acceptance speech, the Vice President promised to work hard to deliver a one-touch victory for the NDC. The Ghana Freedom Party is going to Congress today in Kumasi. The founder, Madame Kua Donko, told Radio Ghana that the Congress will be used to outdoor national executives and herself as flag bearer. The Speaker of Parliament, Mrs. Justice Joyce Bamford Addo, has demanded the submission of complete documents relating to loan agreements laid in Parliament. This follows the disagreement over the cost of an apartment in a flat, which was put at $50,000. According to the Speaker, the documents must include due diligence and a guarantee that the project cost is acceptable. The Executive Director of West African Network for Peace Building, Dr. Emmanuel Bombadi, has condemned the use of macho men during elections. Speaking on Behind the News, Dr. Bombadi says the use of macho men is gaining ground due to the ignorance of the electorate. And the National Chief Imam, Sheikh Dr. Osman Sharabutu, has condemned the violent acts that followed the release of an anti-Islamic movie in a number of countries. He said it is not in the nature of Prophet Muhammad to react violently to such provocations. Sheikh Dr. Sharabutu also expressed condolences to the people of the United States over the killing of Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three of his colleagues following protests in Libya over the recent insulting movie.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Vice President Kwesi Emmisa Arthur has accepted his endorsement by the NDC to partner President John Dramani Mahama as running mate for the December elections. In his acceptance speech, Vice President Emmisa Arthur promised to hit the ground running to give the National Democratic Congress a resounding one-touch victory, a report by presidential correspondents Cecilia and Pascalina Dadivo.
Vice President Kwesi Emmisa Arthur arrived at the National Theatre at exactly 5 p.m. with his wife Matilda. In his usual calm but cheerful disposition, the Vice President was ushered into the main auditorium of the National Theatre. Being the toast of the event, the Vice President was received to a rousing welcome by the large crowd that converged on the outside as well as the lobby of the main hall of the National Theatre. Vice President Emmisa Arthur was unanimously endorsed by the Council of Elders of the NDC and subsequently the National Executive Committee as President John Dramani Mahama's choice as running mate. The Vice President expressed gratitude to President Mahama for the honor done him. He said he deems it an invitation to serve the good people of Ghana.
Let me thank His Excellency the President for this honor that he has done me, and let me quickly accept his offer before he changes his mind. Because in the NDC there are many qualified people, and I thank him, and I accept this in all humility, because our party is one of service. We want to serve the good people of this country. That is why we offer for office.
As an economist, Vice President Kwesi Emmisa Arthur could not end his acceptance speech without touching on some pertinent economic management issues. He promises to bring his expertise to bear on the smooth running of the economy.
We differ also fundamentally from the approach that our opponents seek to adopt. In education, proposals have been put forward. We also have major proposals to make to the people of this country. We seek to increase access and improve the quality of education. Because if I pay the fees for the few people who are in school, what do I do about the large numbers of people who are outside the school system? The NDC program seeks to increase the access of people into the schools and at the same time as progressively reduce the cost that the parents bear for them.
Vice President Parkwesi Emisa Asa ending that report by Cesi Ya and Pascalina Dadevo. Meanwhile, President John Dramani Mahama has defended his decision to select Vice President Parkwesi Emisa Asa as his running mate for the 2012 elections. He described him as a critical anchor in the government's programs, outdooring his running mate to the rank and file of the NDC and the public at the National Theatre in Accra last night. President Mahama stated that Vice President Emisa Asa is someone who will give him the needed support to transform the country from a lower middle income to a middle income status. Our presidential correspondents Cissy Ya and Pascaline Adadivo have the details.
Every seat and inch of space in the main auditorium of the National Theatre were occupied. The two upper terraces were also full, compelling supporters of the NDC to either sit on the floor or stand throughout the program. Hundreds of the supporters either pitched camp in the lobby or outside to catch a glimpse of the president, the vice president, and other leading members of the NDC. President Mahama said the NDC's victory in the December election will be a victory for decent job opportunities for Ghanaians.
Parkwesi Emisa Asa, my running mate, is going to be a very critical anchor for this government in terms of anchoring our economic policy and our economic decisions going forward. He's already taking control of the economic management team, and his insights and contributions on that team are invaluable. I know that as vice president of this country currently, and as vice president of this country, as he is going to be after December 2012, he is going to give me the kind of support that we need to continue the transformation of this country from a lower middle income country to a full middle income country. Everything is on track for a gargantuan victory come December 2012. The spirits of our people are high, and I know that by the grace of God, come December 7, 2012, the NDC shall win another term to lead this nation to prosperity, to a decent and dignified life for our people.
The national chairman of the NDC, Dr. Kwabena Jay, asked the rank and file of the party to carry their enthusiasm into their campaign for the December election. This, he said, will enable the NDC to clinch a one-touch victory.
NDC has come alive again. The party is rejuvenated, and today's event is simply going to prepare us for the campaign. So let me take this opportunity to welcome all of you here to join this occasion and very special. May God bless you. May we indeed enthusiasm, activism, to enable us to win the December Indigenous Young Year.
The NDC campaign coordinator and Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete, said the death of Professor Arthur Mills has rather strengthened the party for the impending election.
Our presidential correspondents Cesi Ya and Pascaline Adadivo filed that report. A deputy campaign coordinator of the NDC, Dr. Edward Omanibuama, says the endorsement of Vice President Emisa Asa to partner President Mahama is the best. He said Mr. Emisa Asa has the experience and the competence to complement President Mahama's capabilities to move the economy forward.
Parkwesi Emisa Asa has been deputy minister, he has been a lecturer, he has been in the business community, and he has also been a governor of the Bank of Ghana. There's no other running mate in the race who can also match up with this kind of experience. The question that Ghanaians will be asking ourselves is, when you have an experienced driver, an experienced team, will you put that experienced team aside and go for an inexperienced team? The obvious answer will be no, because Ghanaians, we love ourselves, we love the peace that we are enjoying, and we want progress and prosperity. That is how come we will stick with President Mahama and the Parkwesi Emisa Asa ticket.
Deputy Campaign Coordinator of the NDC, Dr. Edward Omanibuama. For his part, a research fellow at the Institute of African Studies, University of Ghana, Dr. Michael Pesa-White, described the choice of Mr. Emisa Asa as a wise decision taken by the NDC. He said Mr. Emisa Asa's demeanor and calm disposition makes him the best person to partner President Mahama.
If the president had made any attempt to change Mr. Emisa Asa at this point in time, that would not only create problems for him, it would also create problems for the party and create problems for their party's fortunes in the 2012 election. And I think that they have a reason why they chose Mr. Emisa Asa when the position of the vice president became vacant. And they were very much also aware of the impending elections. So my sense is that the choice of Mr. Emisa Asa was well calculated at the time he was being chosen so as to meet the demands of being the vice president to finish up the terms of the late president, and subsequently to also pair with Excellency John Mahama to fill up the ticket of the NDC going into the election.
The president has said the reason for choosing him is he would be helpful in transforming the economy. Do you think Emisa Atta is the right person for this course?
If you look back at the Ghanaian economy in the late 1970s into the 1980s, this country was perhaps something that if you dash to anybody, they wouldn't take it. And the thing that transformed the economy from what it was to what it is today that we are all presumably proud of included Mr. Emisa Atta, who at some point in time served as the Deputy Finance Minister or CNDC Secretary, as it was called then. So what it means is that he had been part of this game at the practical level of transforming the economy. But beyond that, he had also been part of people who were teaching economics within the university system itself.
Well, some say Emisa Atta is not charismatic and aggressive, but do you think he would be able to win the NDC more votes compared to the Atta Mills John Mahama ticket?
This country really needs this kind of calm demeanor personalities. We have such a calm demeanor personality also in the vice presidential candidate of the NPP. Dr. Boromir is also a very calm personality. Mr. Emisa Atta is also a very calm personality. We need this kind of calm personalities going forward. And it appears to me that anybody in politics who demonstrates that, then it's Ghanaians like this kind of demeanor.
Dr. Peza White is a research fellow at the Institute of African Studies, University of Ghana. After the event, Radio Ghana caught up with some government officials who shared their views on the president's endorsement of Kwesi Emisa Atta as running mate. First is Deputy Minister of Finance, Fifi Kwete, Deputy Minister of Works and Housing, Ni Notidua, and aspiring MP for Lejokuku, Mrs. Benita Okitidua.
MPP better get ready because the battle has not even begun yet. I mean, we believe that this past 4 years have been really preparing for a massive takeoff. And the next 4 years, certainly with the victory, this country would absolutely see even far more unprecedented achievement under this government. So we are confident that the people of Ghana will give us the mandate.
Yes, I'm so much happy. I'm happy because this is a conclusive aspect of activities to get the campaign on the ground. Yes, so we are happy that we have appointed nobody else than Kwesi Emisa Atta. He's bringing his economic strength because, as the president said, he has taken over the economic scene already. So, yes.
What is our endorsement of Kwesi?
Oh, I think it's a perfect combination. I think with the brain that Kwesi has, as an economist, he's going to support the president to do a good job.
And then it comes to power. What new that he brings to the table?
Both of them are bringing a useful new drive, way of doing things. They are all achievers and they are all determined. They are all result-oriented people, so they are going to make sure whatever goal they set together, they will definitely make sure they achieve it.
Some officials expressing their views on the endorsement of Kwesi Emisa Atta as running mate to President John Mahama. The MPP says it is not perturbed about the endorsement of Vice President Kwesi Emisa Atta as the running mate of President Mahama. Speaking on GBC's current affairs program Behind the News, MP for Kre and former General Secretary of the party, Dan Butchery, said Mr. Emisa Atta brings nothing to the table to ensure victory for the NDC. He spoke to Agatha Samuel.
Anything new to the ticket, but that is what they have. And it's up to other political parties also to plot their strategy based on what analysis you do on each candidate and for that matter, each ticket. So I'm sure all political parties in the competition will do that. And just as I'm sure they too will do to other political parties, we shall all do that. And it is no surprise to us. For that matter, it doesn't move us in any way at all because we have anticipated all other scenarios.
But some NDC activists described the John Mahama in Mr. Atta's ticket as a dream team. Do you think the Nanado Baumia ticket has what it takes to match the NDC ticket?
The ticket of the NPP is a very strong ticket. Ghanaians have shown it anywhere we've gone. And man, you now the Nkrumah Akufo-Addo have gone around this country is on about the third leg of his tour before the elections. And if you go around the country again before the elections, Ghanaians have gotten to know him better. You walk across the length and breadth of this country after listening to the great story of Hope Tour and propagating our manifesto and getting in touch with the people. And Dr. Boumia comes with a lot of experience and to the ticket. So I'm very confident that from what we see and from what we hear and the campaign I know that we are still going to intensify, there's no reason why our ticket is not going to be successful.
MP for Kren, former General Secretary of the NPP, Dan Buchri. An independent presidential candidate, Raymond John Atakeson, says if voted into power, you'll create jobs for the numerous unemployed graduates within 1 year. According to him, he has instituted measures to liaise with the Graduate Unemployment Association to look at the unemployment situation and see how best to address it. Mr. Atakeson was speaking at the launch of his independent presidential campaign. The conference was also to adore his vision and mission, which he describes as the radical change devoid of partisan interest. Yvonne Atilego reports.
Mr. Raymond Atakeson said governments in the past 2 decades have shifted focus and caused Ghanaians untold hardships. He said the Onyameba Atakeson government will put Ghanaians first, especially providing jobs for the teeming unemployed youth.
My attitude in this campaign and my attitude in government will be to mop up unemployment. Therefore, private sector is one key area we have to look at. To solve unemployment in this country, government or politicians can keep talking and dreaming, but there's a practical way to do it. The private sector is already employing. So what we need to do is not even worry our heads over the CEOs of the private sector companies. We need the HR. If you ask me, it has become a convention in this country that in the first 100 days, what would you do? What do you seek to achieve? In the first 100 days, I will spend my time with the executives of the Ghana Club 100. They are the people who are running the economy. The politician is not the one who is running the economy. They are already there.
Answering questions on how he would deal with the unemployment situation in the country, Mr. Atakeson said the first step to achieving this target is to create a software which will contain all the names of the unemployed. He explains how he will go about it.
Fortunately, we have the Graduate Unemployment Association. These are the people you go to. They have already set up an organization. They have made it easy for government to have the statistics of all the graduate unemployed people in this country. Immediately, we must adopt the Graduate Unemployment as a scheme attached to the National Service with a direct link to the presidency. On my desk, if it's the grace of God for the Ghanaian people to elect me as their president, so on my desk will be one computer that has the unemployment register. Graduate unemployment, non-graduates, we categorize them skilled, unskilled, alright, and there will be a software that flashes red if you're unemployed. So at a glance, we know who is unemployed. If you have a job, it flashes green. Now, this Graduate Unemployment Association, all the executives of this association immediately for a 1 year period must be on salary to mobilize and work the ground. Because you see, the best person to solve a problem is the one who feels the problem direct.
Mr. Raymond John Atakeson, also known as Onyameba, is a 41-year-old preacher who runs a non-denominational outreach ministry known as the Radical Gospel Ministry.
Yvonne Atilego reporting. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra. The major stories. Vice President Emmisa Arthur accepts nomination to partner President Mahama in December elections. Ghana Freedom Party goes to Congress today. Conflict expert Dr. Emmanuel Bombadi asks electorate to reject politicians who use macho men during elections. National Chief Imam condemns violence that follows release of anti-Islamic movie. And U.S. President Barack Obama hits back at his Republican rival, saying if he wants to be president, he needs to work for all Americans. Stay with us.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. The Ghana Freedom Party will hold its National Delegates Congress at the Premier Assembly Hall in Kumasi today. The Congress will be used to adore the party, its founder, and national executives. The founder, Kwia Donko, told George Asikri that she is poised for victory come December 7.
And then the AI Congress.
And a Congress, see more, you know.
If I tell you, you know, then pass my home.
A dear, any dear, I'm obeying the home.
If I tell you, that's that part of the
We are going to Congress today in Kumasi. We will outdoor all executives and parliamentary candidates. I will be endorsed as flag bearer.
Me patcho na I why na be a party ne candy for
me patcho
ah party ni na you are na wan kasa na wa you ho
me patcho me be na me say party na ma be tell you what you know to say happens to say me na me ni anyo
enti ene congress ne e ade a omo besin asi supi say wo be a party ne candy for
me patcho.
Founding leader of Ghana Freedom Party, Madam Kwia Donko, talking to Georgia Secretary. the police administration will deploy more than 3,000 personnel to polling stations across the country. The Greater Accra Regional Police Commander, DCOP Patrick Timbilla, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said a standby military force will beef up security to avert any eventuality. He therefore assured the public not to be worried by the issue of macho men on voting day. Meanwhile, the executive director of the West Africa Network for Peace Building, Dr. Emmanuel Bombandi, says the use of macho men by political parties during elections is gaining grounds due to the ignorance of the electorate. He therefore asked the electorate to reject politicians who use macho men to cause mayhem. This, Dr. Bombandi noted, will force them to stop the practice. He was speaking on Behind the News.
You cannot talk about peace and at the same time tolerate the presence of macho men in that environment in which we want elections to be peaceful. If you look at the Ghanaian psyche, the word macho men connotes the use of coercion, the use of physical force to be able to engage in activities that in themselves disrupt elections. For example, the snatching of ballot boxes. And if you look in the history of our election process, all the incidences that have marred the peacefulness of our elections would be associated to the rules and the activities of macho men. And that is why when you are talking about peaceful elections, what Ghanaians do not want to hear at all is macho men even getting near our electoral process.
Executive Director of West Africa Network for Peace Building, Dr. Emmanuel Bombandi. The Speaker of Parliament, Mrs. Justice Bamford Addo, has demanded the submission of complete documents relating to loan agreements laid in Parliament. This follows the disagreement over the cost of an apartment in a flat, which was put at $50,000. According to the Speaker, the documents must include due diligence and a guarantee that the project cost is acceptable. She said this during the debate to approve two separate loans towards the execution of water supply projects at Achimda, Akwetia and Winneba. A report by Augustus Zachary.
The government is contracting a $136 million credit facility from the Export Credit Bank of Turkey, as well as a long-term loan facility from a consortium of Ghanaian banks to the tune of $29 million towards the implementation of the Akimoda, Akwetia and Winneba water supply project. Debate on the report of the Joint Committees of Finance and Works and Housing began on Monday, but due to issues raised by the minority on the estimated cost of aspects of the project, the Speaker, Justice Joyce Bamford Addo, asked the Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing to clarify the issue further. When the Deputy Minister, Nino Tebua, provided explanatory notes to the estimate, his indication that $50,000 was to be used to construct a flat for workers ignited huge debate. The MP for New Jabin North, Hakman Oswajiman, was of the opinion that $50,000 for a unit in a flat was on the high side.
It's difficult to assume that 35 flats will be built for a small water system like Winneba or Akwetia, because normally once it's finished, unless of course the laborers and the gardeners are all included, it doesn't look plausible. Besides, a flat, two bedrooms, $50,000 multiplied by two, 1 billion, it does not gel.
A former deputy minister at the Works and Housing Ministry, Alhaji Dr. Mustafa Ahmed, however, said the amount included the furnishing of the flats. With the debate over, the Speaker deemed it fit for the House, as an oversight arm of government, to institutionalize the submission of assessment reports of projects to which loans are being procured.
That report was by Augusta Zachary. This year's National Farmers' Day is to cost the Ministry of Agriculture 3.8 million Ghana cedis. This was made known when some companies donated checks for money and items to the ministry as their contributions towards the celebration. Among the presentation was a pledge by ADB to construct a three-bedroom house for the national best farmer at a place of his or her choice. The National Chief Imam Sheikh Dr. Osman Chaributu has condemned the violent acts that followed the release of an anti-Islamic movie in a number of countries, saying it is not in the nature of Prophet Muhammad to react violently to such provocations. He said reacting within the law against the insults directed at Holy Prophet Muhammad was a necessity of their faith. In a statement issued in Accra, Sheikh Dr. Chaributu expressed condolences to the people of the United States over the killing of Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three of his colleagues following the protests in Libya over the recent insulting movie. We'll be back with the foreign news.
Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. U.S. President Barack Obama has rebuked Republican rival Mitt Romney, saying that anyone seeking to be president needs to work for all Americans. President Obama told chat show host David Letterman that Mr. Romney was wrong to describe 47% of Americans as victims. Earlier, Mr. Romney defended his remarks after a secretly filmed video of a speech to donors became public. He said that he knew those dependent on government would not vote for him in November's election. Mr. Romney also decried the notion of government redistribution, calling it an entirely foreign concept. Now to end the news, the main points again. Vice President Park Mr. Arthur has accepted his endorsement by the NDC to partner President John Dramani Mahama as running mate for the December elections. The Ghana Freedom Party will hold its congress today in Kumasi. And President Barack Obama has rebuked his Republican rival Mitt Romney for describing 47% of Americans as victims. The news was broadcast for Radio Ghana in Accra.